A military band plays at a ceremony at the National Memorial on Prague's Vítkov Hill on Tuesday as the latest Czech army contingent, the 10th to date, prepares to leave for Iraq. The Czech soldiers, around 100 in total, are stationed at a British base in Shaiba in the south of the country, where they have been training Iraqi police officers. As the soldiers bid goodbye to family and friends, Ian Willoughby spoke to Major General Emil Pupiš, director of the Czech Army's Joint Operations Centre and Deputy Chief of Staff, and began by asking him if many of the latest group had already served in Iraq.
Over 60% of current contingent have experience from, and we rotate them on the regular basis. It means 3 months within the territory, and afterwards they are replaced by another contingent.
What has been the reaction of the Iraqis you've been training there? How has that been going, do you think, from their point of view?
According to the assessment of the chief of the Police Academy and the feedback I get from the Iraqi members or representatives, they are quite satisfied with the quality of training provided, with the results.
What about the place where the Czech contingent are based? How dangerous is that area of that part of Iraq?
Well, the area of responsibility of the multinational division Southeast is counted as the less dangerous area in Iraq. However, you know, the numbers of IED attacks and small arm attacks and mortar attacks is growing, unfortunately. And our soldiers are exposed to the same level of potential danger as any member of any multinational division.
And there's been a bit of an escalation of violence in Iraq. Some people are talking about a possible slide into civil war. Are you more concerned now about your soldiers?
We still believe either religious or ethnic extremists will be so-called expelled from the society by the power of the society. And we believe that the civil war won't occur.
So you're optimistic about the future of Iraq?
Well, we hope that the current parliament and the legal government will take power, settle down all problems, settle down all these ethnic disputes, and provide a really peaceful condition for the future development of the Iraqi nation.
Finally, for the first time, you aren't saying exactly when the Czech soldiers are going. You're not giving a time or even a day. Why is that?
Well, due to security reason, we don't want to declare exact day, exact time of departure and arrival to Basra, because, you know, we don't want to jeopardize this flight, jeopardize people on board.
Major General Emil Pupiš there, and Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby.